Oh, my word, where are we today?
Welcome to our base. You are beneath the island of Var.
Oh, hello there. Mr. Nucella, isn't it? Yes. Yes, Mr. Chidora. Yes, well, Marina has told me about you, how's about just letting us go, eh?
Certainly. All we require is some information.
Oh, well, not sure I have any I can give you.
Ah, but you will.
Oh, I see. Yes, I rather get the feeling you've got a bit of a hankering to press the button on the randomizer today, am I correct?
Very smart.
Oh, there was no need to kidnap us. I'm more than happy to let you, although the technology is a bit complicated.
Explain, Chidora. It is simple. Very well. Now.
Oh, well, looks like you've got the hang of it. I guess we'll be on our way then.
They will remain our prisoners.
Oh, bother. Okay, well, let's see what we have today.
Now give me the information or Marina will suffer.
Wait, now steady on. There's no call for that.
It would be a lengthy business trying to make you talk. Unaided, but talk you shall.
Well, yes, fine. I'm more than happy to talk about Brightonia on sea.
You will be able to watch on our monitors.
Well, yeah, but I've never even seen it.
Shut up and listen.
Yes, I suppose that really is the only way to experience it. Well then, here's Lavender Castle.
Show them, Chidora.
Lavender Castle. A place of legend, fabled right across the universe. This is our quest.
So, welcome back to the randomizer, Lavender Castle, with Brightonia on sea, and for those of us who, or those of you, I should say, because I know, and a lot of you know, that this is not a show I have ever sat down and watched all the way through. I've only seen this on the randomizer, same with Torchy, but unlike Torchy, I have enjoyed everything I've seen of Lavender Castle so far. It's like being presented with a glass of champagne, you know, it's light and bubbly and happy. Whereas, I don't know, being presented with an episode of Torchy is like, I don't know, it's like drinking toilet water, quite honestly. But this all sounds very lovely, it all looks very lovely, and so far it hasn't really let me down. So let's see what today's episode has in store. Well, ooh, the paradox is being followed. Someone looking at it through a telescope. Oh, wow.
Iconic holiday brochure said it would be.
Oh my goodness, that is a gorgeous... Well, I was going to say matte painting, but it's not. It's a kind of combination CGI of...
Yeah!
It's beautiful. The Paradox has landed on this very nice-looking planet. I seem to recall that image was in some of the...
Waiting for Captain Thrice, sir.
...publicity artwork or original artwork of Rodney Matthews. Someone else will be able to correct me on that, but what a gorgeous image. That's lovely.
Sproggle like these. I'm going to get some more.
So having landed on a lovely planet, they're, well...
Ready.
Not hungry.
Oh. Some of them are going to stay inside and eat. Sproggle has eaten all of the nice watermelons, so he's going to go get some more. Because what could go wrong picking fruit on an alien planet? Well, you could get abducted like that. A hook round your throat, no less.
Sproggle's been gone a long time. I'm going to look for him.
But oh, well, the longer the better, Miss Larker.
Oh, never mind. I'm not hungry.
Why does she always go after Sproggle? It's quite sweet. But it does rather give the impression that no one else cares. Oh, and now she's been snatched.
Gone a long time. Something's wrong. I'm going after them. I'm coming with you.
Let's go out there and get kidnapped, why not?
Longer.
We're not hungry.
Oh.
Right, that's it, sir.
Weaker lot had made a souffle. Oh dear.
Blown his top!
Blown his top like Robert. I've not seen him do this before. Oh.
Ah, quick recharge and he'll be as good as.
Just plug him into the mains, okay.
It's going to be virtually unmanned. You'd better bring your new invention with you.
But I haven't tested it yet.
Never mind, bring it anyway.
Hey, where's Captain Thrice and all this?
Ah, Sproggle's bag. Ooh. And only one normal.
Normal, that's the name of the fruit he was going to get.
You look over there, I'll go this way.
Well, no, let's just go back to the ship. I mean, who really needs Sproggle?
Like his dress.
Oh.
Is he?
Oh, no.
Izzy's
been snatched as well, and now there goes Roger. Oh.
So, it was you who sent the holiday.
Captain Thrice and Walking Stick had apparently already gone out to explore.
It was atrocious.
Oh, there he is.
No one leaves my...
I like this guy. The pirate captain.
Not dead. You made me look a fool in front of Dr. Aegon.
Short Fred Led, that's the chap's name, yes. He's fun.
Hold up.
He's a very cool design and a very nice voice. A very stupid character.
I'm going to leave you here.
And somehow he's managed to overpower all our heroes by himself.
Hack, Trotus.
So you're really going to leave us here?
I am.
Good.
I just said I was, didn't I?
You can't leave us here without water. We'll die.
I wouldn't do that. No, there's water over there. Lovely.
Ooh. Again, that's a CGI shot. But it does look very nice. Again, I mean, I've just seen, like, just a few moments ago, someone online saying, oh, well, CGI is just a load of rubbish, isn't it? You can do that in 2 seconds. But no, CGI stuff can look just as lovely and beautiful as practical stuff. And this episode is a really good example.
Will it do?
So, everyone has been caught. And Short Fred Led has made off with a paradox. But of course... Oh, he shaved the top of a tree there. But of course, we know someone is still on board.
See what you can do with it.
Keep your voice down. We don't want to raise any false hopes.
Oh, that's nice. So where's he making for? What's he doing? I've waffled over his plan.
Paradox, what shall we do with the crew and the paradox, what?
I don't think he has a plan somehow. I suspect the drink has gone to his head. Oh, he's got a lovely robot parrot as well. Oh, okay, that's a fairly grim fate he thinks he's left the Paradox crew to. But the sun is burning down on our heroes.
Sproggle thirsty liker.
Try not to think about it, Sproggle.
In fact, try not to think about anything ever. Oh, you already follow that policy, don't you?
Thirsty.
Aww. I love the animation on his little head bobble thing. Very sweet. So I think Roger has got a remote control for the Paradox, perhaps? Which Short Fred Led is now trying to land on the bridge of his ship. Or the deck, I should say. Kind of down? Yep, he's down.
Sleep well, my lovely. You'll be back scrubbing decks in the morning.
He called me. It's lovely. Yep, Squeakalot is almost back to charge. He's just standing in the corner staring at his collapsed souffle. Ah, that fixed it.
It's working! It does work!
Yeah. Yeah. I said if you just throw it on the floor, it'll start working.
I reckon you cooked a good meal, Squeakalot.
Oh.
I think I'll get you to cook for me.
And now Short Fred Led is raiding the kitchen. Huh. Yeah, considering these are only, less than 10-minute installments, it's quite an effective and believable takeover of the ship that he's managed to carry out here.
Well done, Rog. Now, you know what to do.
Although it doesn't make our heroes look particularly bright.
Here!
To have been defeated by old Short Fred Led here.
I've got it. Now, these buttons are for diving.
What's going on?
I think some of this ship CGI is reused. I recognise some of these shots. But it's some very nice animation on Fred hurtling around the cabin. That was a bump to the noggin.
Speed for rolling!
Oh, he's stuck in the doorway. This shot seems to have been digitally zoomed in. Doesn't look as crisp as the other shots around it. So, somehow Roger is gonna... Yes, he's managed to bring the ship right back to the point where it took off from. Even though all he had was a little remote with 4 buttons on it. He's clever, is Roger.
This is the first time I've ever felt seasick.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, well.
Vomiting. There we go. You don't often get that from a Gerry Anderson character.
Now, hand over the...
Not on screen, but clearly there was audio to suggest he was doing it off screen.
I believe that in true pirate tradition, the loser of a battle... walks the plank.
Oh, I love the way Thrice is standing there with the fingers of his hand sort of steepled together. He's very polite. So, that's it. Oh, No, they're making him walk the plank.
Who's going to have the courage to push me off, eh?
Oh. Oh, yes, that's right, took the ship. Of course, he wasn't the first Anderson pirate to walk the plank, because Captain Goat did that as well.
Thank you.
Squeaky just chucked a... Was that a vacuum cleaner? What was that about? I don't know what that...
I'll get him next time.
It's funny, nevertheless.
Spelling's atrocious. Let's see. Atrocious.
Well, Short Fred Lead got what he deserved. Now,
another episode appearance on the series.
In Brightonia on Sea.
All those in favour, say aye.
Aye!
Aye!
Oh, Sproggle had some cool shades. Well, it's an odd note to end the episode on, but I'm fine with it because overall that was another enjoyable episode of Lavender Castle. As I said, I'm not familiar with the show, so I don't know how many appearances Short Fred Lead made. I know we've got at least one more, but I somehow get the feeling that he was seen less often than Dr. Aegon, but he's always great fun whenever he does turn up. Some very nice visuals, actually, of this planet. It was just lovely to look at. So, you know, maybe it's not great, not too many great moments for our heroes, but some lovely villainy from a very fun villain in Short Fred Lead. It was another very good episode of Lavender Castle.